Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10809, Turnstone Builders, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeast corner of Collins Avenue and Mary Avenue, being Lot 5 within Indian Beach Surf Club Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Yes, David Epps, 11 McKinley Avenue, Dewey Beach.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have never been before you before, so I'm going to try to stick with the format, but if I stray, please pull me back.
Okay.
Here as the both as the chief financial officer of Turnstone Builders and also as the managing member of 5 Collins LLC, which is the owner of this property. And the subject property is 34 Collins Avenue, which is in the ocean block of North Indian Beach, just south of Dewey Beach. this is a home that we have built for, well, let me back up. In that area, the lots are small and the prices are very high. This is a home that we've built both as a speculative home and also as a home to demonstrate insulated concrete form construction technology. We are currently finding that we're at a disadvantage in trying to market the property because of not having a place where somebody could put a reasonably sized swimming pool. So I'm going to try to address your standards directly. The only thing particularly unique about this property is it's extraordinarily expensive, and the eventual buyer of the home is going to be looking for a large house and preferably a swimming pool. It is possible that we could put a swimming pool without being in the setback. It would be a very long, skinny pool, or maybe just one of the lap pools that that are possible. We can reasonably use the property without a swimming pool. However, I brought some pictures to show you just how customary this is, and I regret that my printer only gave 5 when I asked for 6. The photo that is going to be passed around is from the southeast corner of our property, looking down on the two adjoining lots, homes next to us to the east on the ocean block. And as you'll see, both of those houses have intermediate-sized swimming pools with either part of the pool or the decking, clearly all the decking and part of the pool in the rear yard setback.
What size is this pool?
I'm sorry?
What size is this pool you're putting in?
Well, that's going to depend, and I would love to be able to show you a plan, but until I hear from you, because what I've asked for in the variance request is to have the flexibility to get up to 5 feet into both the side yard and rear yard setback. If you were to only grant the side yard, then that would affect the size of the pool. If you granted both, then it could be somewhat larger. It's not going to be a big pool. I would guess if I can get 16 by 25 or 30 would be the largest that I could possibly get. More likely, I think we'd be looking at probably 15 by 28. So, and that's about the size of the other pools. None of those are particularly large pools, but.
How deep would it be?
I'm sorry?
How deep?
Or just sir, I have not addressed that question, whether we would actually have a deep end. I don't think I'd have enough room to have a deep end, but clearly, I mean, I'd have to fence it in. I could certainly get back to you if it's a relevant factor for you, but we haven't gotten to designing the pool at this point. So I think that the variance requested will not only not have any effect on the adjoining properties, it'll mirror what I have in the adjoining properties. And a couple of other mitigating factors that I would address is that the North Indian Beach Homeowners Association who I've been dealing with extensively because they have a lot of rules about construction, and they're fully aware of this hearing. They do, as a matter of policy, they do not formally endorse projects, but the fact that you have not heard from them, I assume, and they're not here, tells you that they do not object. And my two immediate neighbors that would be affected, David Quester, that's his pool, and the woman that lives behind me, Barbara Roman, have both, are fine with it. Another mitigating factor is between me and the lot to the east there is, North Indian Beach has a lot of roads that exist on paper only that head north-south, and one of those roads is called Mary Avenue, and it's the practice of North Indian Beach Homeowners Association that they try to keep those roads impassable to vehicular traffic. Theoretically, that road could be opened up someday, but that creates an additional 16-foot buffer between me and the house to the east of me. So there's going to be more room between this pool and the adjoining house than there would be in a typical scenario without a variance, even with this variance, because of the fact that there's 16 feet in this Mary Avenue. I assume that the survey is part of the record, so you can see Mary Avenue to the east. The extent of the variance that I'm requesting is, I think, the appropriate compromise to get me a reasonable sized pool and to have some surrounding deck area in order for this to be an appealing amenity. I guess I must honestly say that to some extent I did create the difficulty because I could have built a smaller house and made more room for a pool. From a physical layout standpoint, that I did create that. From an economic standpoint, I had to build the most house I can. And because we are using insulated concrete forms, which is a very, very heavy construction technique with poured concrete walls, the idea, possibility of cantilevering or something like that on the first floor would have been extraordinarily expensive. So this is a three-story house, and we did not use all of the lot. We could have used even more of the lot, but we had to make it large to make it marketable and justify the land cost that I have into it.
How many square feet is the home?
I'm sorry?
How many square feet is the home you're planning to build?
It's 7,000 square feet on a 90 by 100 lot.
When did you build it?
The CO was issued on last Monday.
June 14th.
Yeah, thank you.
The pools that you showed in the photograph that you circulated were already in place when you built your house?
Yes.
Are there any variances granted for those? It appears that one's probably about 5 feet from the line.
For this property?
No, for the ones he showed in the pictures.
There have been variances granted. I know right next to him, side yard setbacks, even two down from him, there has been many variances granted, but I'm not sure if it's for a pool or house. But we can just check it. But there have been many variances granted there. And behind him have been variances.
Yeah, so in closing, I think it is customary in the area. The neighbors have no objection to it whatsoever. And because of the mitigating factor of the Mary Avenue paper road there, that in fact that this will feel like a house that where the pool's further away from the adjoining house than a typical situation.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. Your survey that you have with the application, is that after construction survey or?
That is not the as-built survey. And I was just looking at that while I was sitting here waiting because I noticed the date of it was February 26th. So that would not be the as-built survey. But that is where the dwelling is.
Okay, so it's not, the as-built wouldn't be any different than this?
It would not be any different, no, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay, hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter in opposition from a Jean Sir Lewis. I think I'm saying his name correct. I can read it if you would like. He wished to
you
speak.
Just.
I wish to speak against this variance request regarding setbacks. This house is new construction. The builder could have planned for this pool. Rather, he built the biggest home possible and now wants relief. I might feel differently if this were a renovation, but it is not. He has already taken land, over land that is not his for the driveway to this house. Here are those details. Basically, he's talking about the paper strips in this development were never opened. They remain as green space and development, and the homeowner has been adamant, that they never be opened because of their desire to limit through traffic. I am an owner there and quite agree. I also like the fact that we have this extra green space. The home in question abuts Mary Avenue, one of these paper streets. The builder has paved over part of the paper street and has completely landscaped the rest so that it is now green space, but rather a part of his lot, at least for appearance sake. I object to this and have taken this objection to the Homeowners Association. Full disclosure, I am a board member. I do not speak for the board in this instance. I request that you deny this request. The builder has his chance when planning the house and didn't take it. It appears to me that he doesn't think rules apply.
Okay.
Yeah, I could have an opportunity to address those. First of all, he was, I presume, the only member of the board who felt the way that he did, because I had not heard any other objection from any other board member. With regard to Mary Avenue, we have requested that we be able to make the turn into our garage and being about 5 feet into Mary Avenue. The board has the opportunity and the ability to tell us to remove that little piece of pavers at any time they want, and they have the opportunity or ability to tell us to change what we put landscaping-wise in Mary Avenue anytime they want. They were very specific about what they wanted. They wanted it to be passable by pedestrians, not passable by cars, and not inviting to passerbys. And that's what they've gotten. I've received no objection from the board for what we did with Mary Avenue. His statement that I built the largest possible house is not true. I did not build the largest possible house. We did not go all the way to the east setback. We built the house that worked with what the architect came up with in terms of the layout, but it was not the largest possible house. I would concede his point that I could have designed a pool in advance and built a smaller house, and as could all of my neighbors also have done. So I have not met the gentleman, but I can only assume that he speaks for himself and not the full board, which has had the opportunity to address this, is fully aware that we're here, I'm here tonight, and also my direct neighbors. He is not a direct neighbor.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,809 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,809 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9.
Okay, so okay. Typically you'll make those decisions after?
There may be one made this evening. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But if you'd
but
like to
But there would
stay,
be no other opportunity for testimony.
No, sir, because the hearing is
I'm probably good. You can just call it on.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.